Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1940, recorded on Thursday, the 5th of January, 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneesby, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Dorothy. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on a fish scheme of old and the other on the King of the Skid Kids. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include donations to a young mother's dream wedding, but first, a former rock bar and music venue could be back with a new business.
The former home of a popular city rock bar could be transformed into a new pub and restaurant in the new year. Back in January 2016, the Owl Sanctuary moved out of the Cattle Market Street venue after it was sold to a new owner. It started a widespread social media campaign to protect the building by getting it listed as an asset of community value. While the Owl Sanctuary relocated to Timber Hill in February, its former venue has been empty for almost 12 months. But owner Richard Pratt has revealed the building could become a new mid-market pub and restaurant in 2017. Mr. Pratt, who also owns the building next door, which is occupied by Waring's, said the venue needed a lot of structural work. He said he would have to spend a six-figure sum to refurbish the building before anyone can move in.
Social workers in Norfolk dealt with more than 200 referrals over the Christmas period. Norfolk County Council's Adult and Children's Social Service Emergency Duty Team handled 238 referrals from Friday, December the 23rd to Wednesday, December the 28th. Of those, 147 related to children and 91 were regarding children, while there were 12 mental health assessments. The team deals with a range of issues, including requests for normal mental health assessments, safeguarding children and adults, and community care calls, such as emergency respite care. The figure is similar to that of 2015, when there were 233 referrals in the same period.
Hundreds of people in the region are expected to use the new year as an excuse to launch a career in teaching, figures show. Numbers from the National Get Into Teaching campaign show that January was the busiest month in 2015-16 for registrations of interest into life as a teacher, with 1,700 made in the East of England alone, 1,200 of which were from workers in other fields. The campaign website also reported a spike in traffic over the New Year period. Predicting a similar rush this January, the National College for Teaching and Leadership, NCTL, will run six online sessions designed to show what teaching can offer and provide information on how to get into the field. For those making the switch from established careers, financial support is available.
Plans for a new development near the Postwick Hub will result in horrendous nightmare for people living nearby, it has been claimed. A hotel, two drive-through restaurants, a pub and petrol station are being proposed for the 7.5-acre site to the east of Norwich. Preston-based consultants PWA Planning are drawing up the plans on behalf of Euro Garages. But following a public exhibition to showcase the proposed development, concerns have been raised about its impact. Nadine Parfitt, 60, who lives in the village, said she was strongly against it. "For us Poswickians, it will be a horrendous nightmare," she said. "With all the traffic coming in and out of the new complex, people living on Oaks Lane won't stand a chance of getting out onto the A1042.
A mother of two who was diagnosed with cancer over Christmas is to get the wedding of her dreams after thousands of pounds in donations and gifts have been made towards her big day. Amy Smith was told she has cancer of the lungs, shoulder and spine after she started to feel unwell while watching the Jack and the Beanstalk pantomime at the Norwich Theatre Royal. Following the diagnosis, her partner of 10 years, Gareth Innes, 37, proposed to her on Christmas Day, and her friends created a GoFundMe page, which at the time of printing has raised more than £9,000 in just a matter of days. "It is so overwhelming what people are doing. It is unbelievable," said the 34-year-old from Earlham. The heartbreaking news that she was suffering from cancer came out of the blue for Amy, who has two daughters, Tian, 11, and Lexi, 8.
Signs have been put up warning people about falling masonry from a city church. People living next to St George's Church in Tombland reported flint falling from its tower. The top of the building is said to be in a fairly bad state, and it is hoped that repair work will commence later this year. As a result, the footway around the church has been closed.
Electric-powered hire boats could be operating from the banks of the River Yare later this year. The venture between Freedom Boating Holidays and MBA Marine would allow people to hire vessels from River Green, Thorpe St Andrew. It is one of several ideas proposed for the stretch of riverbank, which is located off Yarmouth Road. The Town Council has already outlined its plans to regenerate the area with new toilets, a ticket office and centenary garden. And it is hoped that the new scheme, which is still in its early stages, would be able to utilise some of those facilities.
The Queen was too ill to attend the traditional New Year's Day church service at Sandringham, but her daughter, the Princess Royal, said she was getting better. Buckingham Palace said that Her Majesty was still recuperating from the heavy cold she developed before Christmas and had decided not to attend the event at St Mary Magdalene Church. But the Duke of Edinburgh recovered from his own cold and was well enough to attend the ceremony led by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, with other members of the royal family.